A seed saver, some people call it a seed stewardship or a seed steward. It's somebody who takes care of seeds, who will grow them from one year to the next, harvest them out of the field, keeps them during the winter, and then plants them in the spring. Oftentimes, people will be seed savers of heirloom varieties or varieties passed down through generations.
And is this something more important than just capturing the seeds so you can reuse them again in terms of maybe it's a cost-saving thing? Or is there a bigger picture in terms of why people are saving seeds?
Yeah, so generally, the seeds you'll buy at the store, they might be the same seeds that thousands of people are growing. So once you get your first seeds, if you grow them out at your particular property, in your particular climate, with your particular soil, they start to evolve and become part of that landscape. So saving seeds builds a more resilient agriculture to the local area.
And what about the big agribusiness involved behind seeds? Because we have done a lot of coverage about the influence of big corporations like Monsanto and their control over certain seeds, and then, of course, a connection with pesticide use and stuff. But are there other agribusiness concerns in terms of a monopolization of who gets to keep the seeds and then distribute it for some type of economic benefit?
There's the issue of patented life forms, and that restricts the use of certain seeds. So by saving our own seeds and choosing varieties that are unpatented, commonly they're called heirloom or open pollinated varieties, we can make sure that those varieties are kept in the public domain and that they aren't restricted in their use.
Have we seen a decline in the number of seeds available or the varieties, particularly when it comes to food and, agriculture, what people can eat essentially?
Yeah, in the past 100 years or so, most common vegetables have lost almost 90% of their diversity. There might have been 200 species of cucumber that were readily available, and now there's, only 20 or so. What we're finding, though, is that many the varieties have been undocumented. People have been keeping them in their gardens. There's something about commodity agriculture which does not show that people who feed themselves are actual producers. So there's a gift in some of the unseen of people saving seeds in their backyards. We won't know how many seed savers there have been. We'll never know, but there's hope in knowing that people are doing it and continuing it.
Obviously, we're at the time of year now, people are thinking of planting, so it's not the right season to necessarily talk about saving seeds. But what can people bear in mind about if they do want to save seeds? What are some of the crops that would make it easier to do? What are some of the things that they could have in consideration as they're planting right now?
So when you're looking at planting your garden with seed saving in mind, the first thing that comes to mind is pollination. So each plant has a way that it pollinates with the other plants. So beans, for example, are self-pollinating. So the pollen pollinates within the flower itself, compared to corn is wind-pollinated. So when you're planting your garden, you can put bean varieties fairly close to each other, whereas you would want to space squash, which is a bee-pollinated plant, they would want to be, maybe 1,000 feet apart. Or maybe you would just grow one variety of each species of squash. So there's some information on our website and other resources about pollination distances for different crops. So you just want to keep in mind that the plants are going to want to mate and create new progeny. So we're creating a container that they can do that in a way that will result in what we're looking for.
Which is seeds that can be harvested and used again.
Seeds that can be harvested and used for the following years, and we can allow some mixing, and there's amazing benefit to that mix. There's resiliency in that diversity, and then we can also isolate. If we want to be isolated from a corn variety that we really don't want mixed with our corn, you can actually do hand pollination and even cover the plant. So you could be next to a big field of agriculture that you're not so interested in, and potentially with the right steps, you can still be saving seed within that environment.
But just bear in mind, you're looking for that heirloom variety on the seed packet and not the hybrid, because those don't lend themselves to saving seeds.
That's correct. Heirloom and also open pollinated varieties.
Well, another option for people is to maybe pay a visit to the library that you have created. Talk about the Living Seed Library. That's a big project of yours.
Yeah, so the Living Seed Library is the idea that our gardens and our cupboards and our public spaces are the seed library. So a few of the projects that I've put in motion are small seed collections at the Boulder Public Library and also at the Lyons Public Library. And so at this moment, there's information there, some books about how to be successful as a seed saver and seed steward, as well as some varieties to get you started on your journey to becoming a seed steward. So the seeds available at the libraries, they're basic varieties to get people started in their journey. Now, once people are committed and feel confident about their ability to save seeds, then we have a collection of more rare varieties that we would like to multiply. So varieties that are indigenous to the Southwest, varieties that have been grown in this area for 20 years or more. These varieties, we want to multiply so that we can offer those predominantly at the seed libraries, offer these varieties that are already adapted to our climate and our needs here in Colorado.
It's one thing to talk about it here in Boulder County, where we have access to maybe the Living Seed Library, and there's a lot of knowledge about this. But in other countries, this is in many ways a life or death situation, where they're seeing entire livelihoods and crops and agriculture really under threat from some of those big agribusiness dynamics that we talked about. And I know a lot of that is being addressed in this film that's going to be screened on Saturday at the Nomad Theatre in North Boulder. It's called Seed, the Untold Story. What's that about?
So the movie Seed, the Untold Story is a compilation of who's been saving seeds throughout, you know, time, throughout the beginning of humanity. What we're up against in this moment with the corporate control of the seed supply, and how we can move forward, and different organizations and different techniques, different attitudes that we can move forward with to become part of the seed stewardship movement.
But people can find out a lot more online at livingseedlibrary.net. There's information about the seed libraries at the Boulder and Lyons public libraries. Also, more information about seed saving and seed stewardship, and we'll put that contact information, as well as the information about Saturday screening of Seed, the Untold Story, happening at the Nomad Theatre in North Boulder. All that is online at kgmu.org. Ross Rogers, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.